Well, school starts on Thursday, October 22nd. Nick Cassidy, how exciting is it this time of year?
Every year, I'm just excited to see the kids and staff again. I mean, this is our family that we work together and, you know, make a difference in this community. And I just love the excitement of the start to the school year. This year, we're coming back again stable. Again, this will be the third year in a row where we have really stabilized numbers and continued to grow. And this is helping us really focus on the programming that we have to match with the kids and expanding that in some areas to make sure that we're creating the best opportunities for our kids. So I'm really excited about the experience they'll have this year, and I'm just confident that it'll be a great year in Holland Public again.
All right. Are there any big changes at Holland Public Schools for the coming year?
The biggest change that we have for back to school this year, some slight changes in start times at our elementary schools, trying to stagger starts between a couple of our buildings. Holland Heights and HLA will start at 8:15 and release at 3:21, while West and Jefferson will start at 8:30 and release at 3:36. And we did this after having conversations with parents and also with our transportation department that this could help us run efficiently and making sure that we minimize any late buses or and the impact that it has on other schools. So we hope to be closer to the scheduled times all the time this year.
Well, the other big change, of course, is for Holland Heights families. Their building, it's currently flattened for construction. What's going to happen with those families?
All of the students from Holland Heights will be at our Longfellow building, and that'll be for the next 2 years as we work to rebuild Holland Heights into a nature-based school and a school that is going to be a remarkable addition to that community. Longfellow is a fairly new and updated building as well, so the kids are walking into a really great facility. Mr. Durr's been working with the staff there to make sure that they're ready for kids coming in, and it'll be a great school year and a great couple years over there.
And there was plenty of work at Holland High School this summer as well.
Yeah, at the high school, we're continuing our bond work in terms of redoing our school media center, updating our art rooms and science rooms. We're also adding a wall of honor in there to honor our veterans who have served and attended Holland High School. At the middle school, we're getting brand new furniture in. We've updated some parking lots and repaired those over this summer. So we have a lot of stuff going on across the district this summer to make sure that we have the facilities that our kids and families deserve.
And again, all of that work that's happening both at Heights and the high school and at West in the coming years, that's all being paid for by the Build 21 bond that was approved by voters.
Yeah, we can't thank the community enough for their constant support of everything we're doing here in Holland Public.
Well, back for this school year is Books and Games. It's a before-school program. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is Books and Games is a free program for any of our elementary families. They just have to notify their building administration that they need this, and they can be dropped off as early as 7:30, with school not starting until closer to, 8:15 or 8:36, depending on the elementary school. It gives parents that little bit extra time to get the kids dropped off, engage them in some meaningful activities, get breakfast, and still be in class on time. And this was something we did to try to work with parents to make sure that they can still get to their jobs on time in the morning. And this is something that I know that they have really, really been thankful for.
And then let us know a little bit about after-school programs and partnerships that we have for that.
Yeah, Boys and Girls Club has been a great partner for after-school, and that requires an orientation from parents to take part in that, and that's for grades first grade and up. That's $5 for the year, and we have two locations, the south side location on Van Ralty, but then there's also the location that serves Holland Heights, which will be at Longfellow this year, and it's $5 for the entire year. We've also been working with after-school programs. LAUP is running after-school programming at our elementary, middle, and high school. IM Academy is running an after-school program at Jefferson. And then we've also been working with Holland Rec to run after-school sports programs directly after school at West with shuttle and transportation services from the other elementary buildings.
All right, Nick, we're coming up on the start of the school year. So why is Holland Public Schools still right for you and your family?
Well, I mean, I'll speak from, you know, the point of view as a dad. I mean, I school of choice my kids in every day because I totally believe what we're doing here and the opportunities they have, not just in the classroom, but the opportunities they have out, you know, for extracurriculars and, you know, whether it's performing arts or athletics. I mean, I've really come to appreciate I've really come to appreciate the fact that we are a small school with huge opportunities for our kids. And my kids specifically have benefited from it, but I know everybody's had.
Thanks so much for being with us today, Nick. If you need some more information about all of the things around going back to school, we invite you to visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org.